At this time, we have public comments. Is there anybody in the public who's not on the agenda that would like to speak at this time?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
If you would state your name, sir.
Yes, sir. My name is Richard Bymiller. I was the applicant on a permit which the commission approved in September. It was permit number 060529. If I could approach, I have a drawing for the commission. What I've given you is the copy of the drawing that was approved or was submitted with the permit application. This is a standard T-head pier with four fingers coming off of the T-head. My comment and request today relates to the calculation of the royalty for the approval. Essentially, the total royalty is being calculated as highlighted in red, and that's for all of the area encompassed by the mooring piles and the surrounding the entire structure. I highlighted in yellow the actual structure itself in wood. What I am requesting is that the royalty either be reduced or eliminated entirely based on that it should not cover the area of open water encompassed by the slips. It should only be calculated, in my opinion, based on the structure itself that is being constructed. I understand that the commission at one point did not even charge royalties for these things. Fairly recent that royalties are being imposed, and as I say, the cost differential here is approximately $5,000. I calculate the royalty to be only roughly $3,900 for the structure itself, but when you include all of this open water as being in the royalty calculation, it's another $5,000. The City of Norfolk had approved this project, the Wetlands Board, everyone had approved this project, and we're all very complimentary of it because of some of the things we were doing. We had mitigated some wetlands. We had solved a ongoing problem with the existing pier by its removal, and we had solved a couple of other problems. So this project had gotten high marks all the way through, but solving those problems had come at a cost. And so my request and comment again is that the commission would reconsider the royalty calculation and just charge for the actual structure that is being constructed, not the entire surrounding area.
Question too. Have you contacted staff about this at all? Are they familiar with it?
Yes, sir. I did speak with Tracy about this. She was the original staff person who had presented and worked with me on the application, and she had explained that basically she followed the guidelines, but the guidelines were relatively new because royalties, again, were not charged until relatively recently. She had provided me with a copy of the rent and royalty assessments that were passed December 1st of 2005. And I note there is a range that can be chosen, ranging from 30 cents all the way to $2.50. So she suggested actually that I appear today and suggest to the commission that perhaps a reduction or elimination might be appropriate.
Tracy, do you have a recommendation for the commission?
Yes, sir. As Mr. Bymiller did state, he and I have been talking over 2 or 3 months about the assessment of the royalty and how the commission came up with the guidelines that they passed down to staff for how the royalty was assessed. I shared with him my diagram of how I calculated the royalty schedule, and plus my own calculations of how I came up with the royalty for his project. He, at that time, requested, was there a possibility that staff could either reduce or eliminate the portion of the royalty that's in the open water area. And I explained to Mr. Bymiller that that was really outside of staff's purview, that we followed the guidelines that you all handed down to us, and that included the bold outline of the structure, not just the physical structure itself. He asked me what did he have any recourse? What was his next step? And I explained to him that really it was y'all's guidelines, and he would have to take it up with the commission. Also, that we wouldn't be able to schedule that would be something he'd have to bring up with the comment section. And I see he's chosen to avail himself of that opportunity. So that's that, I guess, I suppose.
Okay. The matter is before the commission.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a follow-up question for Tracy, if I may. You referred to the bold outline practice. And
yes, sir.
Is that a guideline that we've adopted as policy?
Yes, sir.
By virtue of the December 2005 decision?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's our stated policy on how royalties will be assessed, that they will be assessed with a bold outline.
Yes, sir. And that's how staff's been calculating them since the decision was made.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have any more comments? Is there any recommendation? Do we want to make any changes, or do we want to stay as it is? You've heard the request.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I'm inclined to let the decision stand because we have, as a matter of policy, already adopted that bold outline practice per staff's recommendation, and that I think is what we've been applying on all the projects that have come subsequent to that decision that was rendered in December. So,
would you put that in the motion?
You don't need a motion.
Okay.
I'd just like to add, we also had one person that was talking about something before the and had kind of plans drawn, and then the plans got approved after within a matter of, you know, days or weeks, and we made them pay the shadow price. So it would be, you know, consistent to stay that way.
You've heard the consensus of the commission.
Yes, sir.
We're still in the public comments portion of the meeting. Is there anybody else here who would like to speak? Yes, sir. Would you state your name for the record?
Name is Thomas Walton, and I'm from Urbana. I'm an oyster buyer, shucker, and packer. And I'm here to ask for you to consider or reconsider opening the Rappahannock River for the rest of the season, if not the rest of the oyster season, at least the month of February. There's a lot of small business, such as myself. I have a few people here that my brother runs a small business in the oyster business. And when you close the river like this, I know the larger oyster houses and packers have their own ground, or they're growing their own oysters, or they have access to other places like Southern Oysters. They can get truckloads. Small businesses myself, you have to pick and pluck wherever you can to stay in business. And it was helping us a great deal when the Rappahannock was open. Now, I know last year it ran through the end of January, and I was assuming this year, it closed the end of December, and I don't know why I didn't know about that, but if I had known, I would have come to the December meeting. I mean, I know this may be old business, but I'm here for you to reconsider opening the Rappahannock River. Not the lower part, there's been plenty of discussion on that, but the part that was already open. If you consider maybe another month of oyster season for the boys in the Rappahannock.
Thank you for your comments. Anybody on the commission want to react to those comments? Okay. Are there any other statements from the public?
Hello, my name is Timothy Belvin. I work at the Rappahannock River. And 90% of the boats there's got crab pot pulling rigs on the boats. And they work down below the bridge there, but by the bridge. And they can't come up there for the scuff the bottom up on the river because of the dog stones. The dog stones are so bad up there, they can't, the rigs what they got won't pull it. The only rigs they got up there is both the clamber rigs, and they convert it to dredging rigs for to scrape the bottom off. It's three boats in the Rappahannock River that can scrape the bottom off. And you'll go down now, and you'll pull a scrape, you'll come up with nothing but dog stones. And then you'll scrape again in the same place, and you'll scrape oysters up. So So that tells you got to cover late the bottom. From water view, from water view, right on up everywhere, ain't nothing but dove shells. You got to cover late the bottom and do something with it. To get spats on the shells, to turn over the bottom and do something. I don't know if y'all where Jim Rusty is at or not, but he understands what I'm talking about. You got to cover the shells off the bottom and do something with it. And I would amend to have something of them done for a livelihood of our families and stuff. Have something of them do something of them with the bottom. Okay.
You have anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anybody else that we're in public comment that would like to speak? Yes, ma'am.
My name's Alice Furman. Not an oysterman, but I'm a wife of one. We'd like to know if you could open up the mandatory places in the James River for the same reason, to cultivate it, to where you people don't let the oystermen go oyster those areas. We don't move it around, the oysters are going to die on you. They may not all die yet, but sooner or later they will if you don't mix it up where they can, cultivate the bottom. But I'm asking if maybe you can consider doing the James River, opening up the mandatory places, even if it's just for 1 month. Say the month of March. Just for 1 month, let them cultivate it, and then they're out of there for 2-3 years. See it, do what you want with it.
Thank you for your comments. We're still in statements from the public. Yes, sir.
Sir, my name is James Ward, and I apologize. I'm here with Mr. Miller dealing with the house barge issue, and I know you have taken it up, but since we've been here since 9:30, I would hope you would give me a couple of minutes. I was hoping Mr. Bowman was going to be here. We had asked him initially to make sure that the name of the business and the name of the boat was deleted and was not used in press releases or anything of that nature. It hasn't been done. We would appreciate you doing that. It has caused a tremendous impact on my client's business. He's lost at least one or two sales in Deltaville and possibly four sales in the Smith Mountain Lake. The issue is not just this particular boat, but any type of liveaboard vessels. And we would hope that from now on that you would utilize that language when making any statements or making any press releases concerning that. We had discussed that previously. We definitely feel, and we appreciate the committee, Mr. Sheck and his committee spent 3 or 4 hours the other day, and they spent a lot of time. It's our belief, though, that there are sufficient definitions for boats, that this boat this qualifies as a boat for several reasons, as we've just set forth previously, and that any type of rules or regulations should be set forth by other jurisdictions, other entities, other than VMRC. We have in Middlesex County an ordinance which prohibits liveaboards. That would take care of the issue there. This gentleman has a marina. His marina is going to be subject to the scrutiny of all marinas. Today I was laughing. I saw a barge sitting there next to one of the boathouses we built, and I was wondering, well, I wonder if anybody thinks that's a boat or what it is. But you also issue today mooring pilings, buoys, permits for those. That's an issue you need to work on. I agree. But it shouldn't be just for my client's boats. It should be for all types of boats. And that's why I say we would appreciate it if, in the future, that your actions would be directed to that and statements made to that, because we believe that what we have is a boat and that it is properly regulated by other jurisdictions and other agencies, and we would hope you would take that in consideration. As an observation, I don't know you individuals, but evidently when you fill out a resume, the first main thing you must have is patience, because you've had a lot of patience sitting here today, and to listen to attorneys. As a friend of mine said, you got to have the patience of Solomon, the wisdom of Job. So I appreciate it, but we would appreciate that type of help in the future. Thank you.
Appreciate your comments.
Thank you, sir.
Any other statements this time? Done?
Members of the board, Doug Jenkins, representing Twin River Watermen Association. First, I want to make sure I'm in order. My public comment is going to be regarding item 17. It says under that Virginia Oyster Restoration. Is that the same thing as the replenishing program this year? Okay. We'll make sure I was on target because I don't want to get out of line here. Commissioner Bowman, hearing him earlier, he runs a tight ship, and that's good. At the Shellfish Advisory Committee meeting, we questioned the feasibility of purchasing seed oysters from private sector rather than using their own, which would be much cheaper. Public funding was used to build the reefs, and public funding will purchase the seed for the upcoming replenishment program. We need more seed oysters to grow in areas. One way to receive more seed oysters is to pay less for them. Point is, why buy something and you have it already? If they buy it from the private sector, we're looking at anywhere from $10 to $12 a bushel. They have plenty of seed of their own, and they can purchase that at a whole less price. And therefore, we would probably increase the seed 2 to 3-fold what they've already proposed. So that is our concern. And we question it there, and we're still questioning it. They have limit funding. Like for that money be spent wisely. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, sir. Any other comments? Hearing none, we'll close the public comment section. And there we will have a public hearing on the proposed amendments to the regulations for BAC